Chapter 2, A Happy Baby. I'm told I was a very happy baby. I didn't cry much and had a sweet disposition. That's somewhat surprising considering my challenging circumstances. After my parents took me home, I continued to deal with many medical problems I had faced since my birth. The January before my first birthday, my parents began preparing me for hip surgery by placing me in traction for hours at a time with weights and pulleys working against my muscles to straighten my body. I must have looked pretty strange, all tangled up in the creative devices my parents and doctors contrived to keep most of my body mobile while securing my legs in the needed upraised position. They attached a pulley and a rope to my little red wagon and hooked it up to me, holding my legs in the air. I don't remember it, but I'm sure it was an awkward position to be in for 2 long weeks. During that time, God blessed us with a neighbor who had become my pediatric orthopedic surgeon. He was kind enough to stop by our house and gently work with my legs to help prepare them for surgery. Mom would be close by, smiling at his generosity as she watched him speak softly to me while moving my legs. I don't know whether he would have done that if we hadn't been neighbors, but he took time out of his professional life to walk over to our house and work with me to help ensure a successful surgery. Success meant that I would be able to walk one day. My parents were hopeful, but the thought of their infant going through any kind of operation must have created some anxiety. On the day of my surgery, I was wheeled into an operating room and put under anesthesia. The surgeon began to maneuver my legs much like he did when he had come to our house. The nurses and others assisting in the operation were all prepped, waiting for him to place my legs and hip in the correct position. Then it happened. Pop! My hip had popped back into place. And just like that, no surgery was needed. I'm sure the surgeon was almost as excited as my parents when he gave them the good news. He burst into the waiting room and told them that I would not need surgery after all. They couldn't wait for me to come out of the anesthesia. It wasn't long before the recovery room nurse led my eager parents to my bed. "Claire," Dad hollered, "Claire, you don't need surgery after all. You're going to be just fine." Of course, I don't remember any of it, but my dad always tells this story with the same enthusiasm he felt that day. Even with traction behind me, I had multiple foot and body casts ahead of me. Anyone who's ever worn a cast knows that after a while, they can start to smell pretty disgusting. That's true even when making valiant attempts to keep everything spotlessly clean. Imagine how the stench would increase if diarrhea permeated the cast. Well, that's what happened to me. I had picked up a stomach bug and the resulting diarrhea seeped into my body cast. The doctors wouldn't allow the cast to be changed, so my mom did her best to clean me up. Total success was impossible, but her efforts made it possible for us all to endure. Eventually, the diarrhea stopped, the cast was taken off, and I was finally free to walk just like any other toddler, ready to explore her world. Mom and Dad took on a challenge when they chose me, and they willingly took good care of me every step of the way. I never heard them complain once about any of the struggles my health problems posed. In fact, they've insisted many times that they never thought of my early years as difficult. Having no previous experience with raising a baby, they simply accepted my needs as part of the package, knowing that all parents face problems. Perhaps their many years of failing to conceive a child helped prepare them to experience pure joy when their dream came true. I wasn't the bouncing baby boy my father had envisioned, but they embraced me and adored me just the same.